Welcome to the Munchkin Minute, your bi-weekly look into some tabletop gaming news and more. I'm your host, Dan Dan, a board game man, and this is your news for the week of March 7th, 2022. So first up, we haven't had any Marvel Champions news in a while. I think Nova might have been the last one that I had mentioned, but we're going to talk about the newest release that's coming in May, and that is Riri Williams. She's the one that she took the Shifu in a level 3 version of her suit, and you're going to be doing that with your different, as you're doing with your cards, you're going to be paying some reason, $170 million, a little over $270 million, from about $235 to $237. They do things a little different on GameFound, which is interesting too. So be interesting to see how they change things and how they get some more money on there all the time. So anyway, check that out. Obviously that's some pretty cool news. A game that I've been talking about for what seems like, I think, 2 years, I think it was on my anticipated list from last 2 years, is Gollum. Now, Asmodee is going to be releasing Gollum into the U.S. In mid-April. So mid-April this year, finally going to be into the U.S. This is just another one of those heavy Euros. This is by Simone Luciani, Virginio Gili, and Flamina Brissini. That's basically your Akitoka. They are great at heavy Euros. This is yet another one of those heavier weight Euros. And on BGG, it's almost at a 4 out of 5, which is about as heavy as you get. Now, this is right up my alley and what I would love. This is going to be put out by, again, Cranio Creations, who originally put it out, but Asmodee is going to be bringing it over here. Plays 1 to 4 players, going to be playing in about 1.5 to 2 hours. I'm guessing it's probably going to be a bit more than that with Teach because it is such a heavier game. But it's got some dice drafting. I don't think it's dice drafting. It's just using dice, and there's action drafting, set collection, variable player powers. It's just a really, really cool game that I can't really wait for it to get over here as well. And I'll be looking forward to that one when it comes in April. I'm not sure of the price, if they've said the price, but I think it's going to be about $80, I think, is what I saw online there. Next thing, Endangered Monarch Butterflies pre-orders are open. Now, this is kind of an expansion for the Endangered line. I'll have a link to the pre-orders there. They're going to run through the end of this month, through March 31st. Now, it's not going to be on Kickstarter unless it ends up getting to a future Endangered project. This is a smaller kind of pre-order thing that they're going. And they're not even going to be able to go into retailers unless they've previously supported the Endangered line. So that's with Grand Gamers Guild. They're just putting a smaller thing. They've got enough units to cover the pre-order and convention season. And then after that, they're gone. So if this is something you're really interested in, you may want to get on this. Again, I'll have a link to that. Endangered is an excellent, excellent game. And this is a really cool little expansion for it. And they're going to be giving a donation for each one of those that are sold to the Endangered Monarch Butterflies charity for them as well. Let's head on over to the OP, the old Opoly, USAopoly. So the OP has announced their latest, we'll call them the quote-unquote Rising game. This is from those lines, if you remember Thanos Rising, Avengers Infinity War, Harry Potter Death Eaters Rising, and then they even had a Star Wars Dark Side Rising, which I don't think it actually made it over here in the U.S., but man, I really want to get a copy of that. So this one is going to be Avatar, The Last Airbender, Fire Nation Rising. This one will be out this summer. Of course, these are cooperative dice rolling games, and generally you'll have the big villain is in the middle, and it rotates depending on the dice and such. And then depending on where it rotates and points to, bad things will happen to the heroes that are available for purchase there. So as you're rolling your dice and you're getting these heroes into your, or purchasing or getting them into your kind of team, it's a co-op game, so everybody's going to have their own team. But as you're rolling dice and manipulating them, then you're trying to defeat some of the other henchmen that'll come out there. And then, just try and get enough of the henchmen defeated to defeat the game itself. And this one, of course, will be in the Last Airbender universe. So really, really cool there. This one, I'm not sure. Again, let me see if I can look back in the notes here. I think it's going to be about $50. That sounds about right for what the other ones were released as. And we're going to stick with the OP. So they're going to release another IP game, OP, an IP from OP, a Disney Sorcerer's Arena Epic Alliances. This is kind of based on the mobile game, I believe. This is going to be the Epic Alliances core set. This is going to be released in June of this year. And I'm going to say this as I always do. That's just in time for Origins and Con Season. And this one is ripe for Con Season release, because what it's going to be is kind of feel like that Unmatched or Funkoverse or even kind of the Super Fantasy Brawl. It's going to be this light skirmish fighting game where each person's going to have, each player's going to have their own team of the Disney player, different Disney characters, and go out there and skirmish and using cards to fight. And I'm sure there'll be different ways to get different ways to play the game and different ways to get victory points and such. And they announced 8 characters for this one. You're going to have Mickey, of course, Sorcerer's Apprentice Mickey, Gaston, Maleficent, Aladdin, Ariel, Dr. Fassier, Demona and Sully. Those are all going to be characters. And of course, they've already released the information that I think they're going to have 3 expansions, which makes sense because Disney has a gazillion different, characters and such. But this is what they're kind of missing here is they could probably, especially with some of these other games that the OPs come out, they don't look like they have standees. They look like they have standees rather than minis, which I would think they would have minis. But this is a 2 or a 4 player game and it plays in about 35 to 60 minutes, depending on how many players. And of course, like I said, it's a nice skirmish game. So it will have that same feel as some of those other games that I did mention. But look out for that one coming this summer, and I'm sure this will be a really cool release to be able to play out there. Next up, AEG announced the release date, sort of, for the highly anticipated Wormholes. This is by Peter McPherson, who created Tiny Towns. Oh, what a great game Tiny Towns is. This will be out Q3 of this year. Now, players are going to collect passengers from planets, each of whom have specific destinations they aim to reach. However, this is a pick up and deliver, can be quite different once you've established wormholes between different points of the galaxy. And like any good business, your service can be used by other players at the cost of a few victory points. So very, very cool. And this is going to be kind of that lighter to medium weight game, I believe. 1 to 5 players, plays in about an hour. This kind of feels like that, especially since Tiny Towns was kind of that lighter. So this will probably be a lighter to mid-weight pickup and deliver game that I have not played yet, but it actually sounds very, very cool from what they've described there. Gale Force 9, of course, they are great with the IP games. And of course, they've been digging into the Dune line. So they've got another IP game coming from the Dune line. This is Arrakis, Dawn of the Fremen. This will be out this summer in July. It's a reimplementation of the old game Borderlands. No, not that Borderlands. This is the Borderlands. It came out in the early 80s. And they're basically, when they made Borderlands, they were trying to make diplomacy a smaller time frame. So this one's going to be a much, much more cutthroat game than the other Dune games that Gale Force 9 has put out. Dune Imperium, not really cutthroat. Dune, a game of conquest and diplomacy, which although sounds very cutthroat, and it kind of can be a little bit, but it's much more less than a diplomacy type game. So a little bit of, cutthroatish to that one. But this one really is going to lean into that diplomacy type way. But it looks very, very cool. And I believe, again, this one is probably going to be about $60. Looks very cool with it. Again, going to play in about an hour and a half to 2 hours and 2 to 4 players. But if you're not into, this is kind of not necessarily up my alley because I'm not really that huge of a cutthroat, but people really love that type of diplomacy feel to it. But again, $60 for that one. And I'm sure it'll be good because Gale Force 9 really knows how to do those IP games. And I believe it has a lot of the same designers as the original game as well. Next up, Archon Studios. Now, they've got a release date for the Wolfenstein, the board game. I believe that one was on Kickstarter. I think it was a huge Kickstarter, and I think they're just finishing getting all that delivered. This one will be out later this month. It'll be about $120. And this one is from Jakub Olechnik. He designed it, and I think it was up, around the same time or a little bit before Masters of the Universe. He also designed that Masters of the Universe game from Archon Studios. Again, they're going to both be this big sprawling game with tons of minis. So I'm sure this will be a lot of fun with a lot of different kind of quests and such and a lot of great minis. So it'll be a fun game, especially if you're into Wolfenstein, the old video game and such. So check this one out. Again, it'll be out later this month. And I believe, again, it's going to be pricey at $120. So definitely, check that one out if you kind of like those big sprawling games. Now, I got a big quick hit from Portal Games. They announced that Thorgal, the board game. Now, this is a storybook adventure game, and it's going to release next year. Now, that's pending, of course, a nice Game Found campaign. They've been using, Portal's been using Game Found lately. So I'll have more information once Game Found once it does get up on Game Found, once Portal gets it up on Game Found, they've got a list of 1 to 4 players for about an hour to 2 hours. I know they say it's a cooperative storybook adventure game for 1 to 4 players and take on the roles of Thorgal, his wife Aricia, their son Jolin, and Chris, a deadly female warrior, and go on a series of adventures. Now, each one of these 10 standalone scenarios are going to play in about 90 to 120 minutes. And then scenarios, they say neither form a campaign nor do they have any legacy features. So these are just kind of scenarios, which kind of feels like Ankh kind of did. They've got a lot of these other big sprawling games with a big old book of scenarios, and you just play whatever scenarios you want there. But it's interesting that it's co-op, so it's going to be probably a lot of different difficulty levels in that. And it's a storybook game with a book of maps, and you're going to play different maps, and you're going to explore while fulfilling the scenario goals. And different, they say they're going to promise completely different adventures and hidden opportunities and vivid characters. So definitely will be one. This is kind of a tease here. Once it does go up on Game Found, I'm sure I will mention that further again for that one as well. Let's get into some Kickstarters now. Now, I'll have a link to this one. The page is not active, so I don't have a whole lot of details other than this game, Motor City. This will be out by Motor City Gameworks, which is my good buddies, Adam Hill, Ben Pinchback, and Matt Riddle. Now, this is kind of the next evolution of their heavier weight roll and write games. If you remember, they did Fleet the Dice Game and Three Sisters, amazing roll and write games in a heavier vein of things. So this one is kind of that next evolution. So got a little more kind of different mechanics with the dice, but it is, has that, keeps that same real awesome feel where you've got the two sheets that you're working on, and then it's just combos everywhere. But I will have a link in that in the show notes, and I may even kind of mention it again on the next show as kind of more information and the prices and such. But definitely check that one out. Hopefully I'll go ahead and send in, and hopefully I can get the link in there as well. I'm sure you'll see me tweet it out as well once that, because it will be releasing in tomorrow morning, so I won't have the link to it right away. Next up, we've got Sentinels of the Multiverse Rook City Renegades. Now, this is an interesting one because I didn't think, maybe I read it wrong or heard it wrong, but I didn't think Greater Than Games was going to be going through the whole Sentinels of the Multiverse, redoing that. Because, again, if you remember Sentinels of the Multiverse, they kind of did the new version of Sentinels of the Multiverse when they put out the core set. Thought that's all they were doing was the core set, but apparently not, because now they've got this Rook City Renegades. Now, if you're like me and you own everything for the original game, it was good to get the new Sentinels, but I'm just not sure I want to get into. You know, I'm sure a lot of people will want to get into the new, kind of the new version of everything, but boy, I'm not sure I want to get into that. But it's only $50, so it's not too bad. And just like the old Rook City, they're going to have a lot more characters. You'll have Mr. Fix-It, you'll have Expatriate, Night Mist, the Harpy, and then Setbacks Luck might be bad. I'm not sure Setback is. I guess that might be another villain. I don't remember that from the original. God, there's just so many things in there, but I do love Mr. Fixer and Night Mist from the original game. So of course, check this one out if you do like the new version is excellent. Don't get me wrong. I just don't want to have two different piles of a million different things for Sentinels of the Multiverse. But if you want to check this one out, it's 3.5 weeks to go. It is well, well-funded, of course, and you can get in for $50. And of course, if you did miss the original core game for Sentinels of the Multiverse, the definitive edition, you can get in on that, and that the two of them together are $120. So, you know, not really something I'm going to want to worry about, because I don't want to go through everything. But if you're in there, definitely check that one out, because of course it's going to be good. That's just a lot of Sentinels for me. Next up, Steve Jackson's Munchkin Presents Batman. So we got Batman Munchkin for another week and a half. I kind of teased this one last show or the show before, and it's everything you want and everything you think it would be with Batman Munchkin. Well funded. Again, about a week and a half to go. Only $50 for the US version. I believe they have some other international versions as well. That looks like that it's $50 or more, depending on kind of where you're shipping it. Then you can get Munchkin Batman plus Crazy Cooks. That is for about $80. But of course, just looking at this page, it is everything Munchkin goodness that you would hope it would be. So check that one out, Munchkin Batman, again, about 10 days to go. Now, there's another really cool game, Cooperative Survival Word Game. I'm not even a big word guy, but this one actually really caught my attention because of the cooperative part. It's called Illiterati, a cooperative survival word game for 1 to 5 players where spelling is only half the battle. So it's got about 2.5 weeks. This is from Gap Closer Games, and it's pretty cool. So what you've got, I'm gonna read what it says here because it's really, really cool the way they explained it. There's no I in team. Illiterati is the first of its kind cooperative survival word game. It's a rare blend of skill and creativity where you'll need everyone to play to their strengths. A Scrabble wizard might help you survive to the next round, but if you want to win, you'll want a strategic mind of a pandemic tactician and a creativity of a categories champion. So really cool. So, and they're also gonna have a little solo version as well. And it says you can go really quick setup, go from box to play in under a minute. So just the way that it looks is kind of how they have you're drawing tiles, you're trying to get a category, let's just say foods, and then they'll have a villain that's going to come out and tell you to do things the way, depending on the different types of tiles you use to make those different words. You may have different things that they're telling you to get rid of certain letters. So it looks very, very cool, very light, very, seems like a very good family game, especially since it's cooperative and it is words, and this is going to be a good one for the whole family. And it looks like only $35 to get in on that for the standard edition. And $49 will get you the deluxe edition, which gets you an extra box, a different hourglass, some other bags, and really, really cool looking game here. So the art looks amazing and the gameplay just seems very, very cool. So check that one out. Illiterati, again, 2.5 weeks to go. Well funded as well for that one. So I always have to go back to kind of my heart. I always love these crazy dungeon crawls. This is League of Dungeoneers. So I apologize to everybody who's tired of me saying this one, this type of thing. This is an old school solo or co-op dungeon crawl with heavy RPG elements, lots of dungeon tiles, monsters loot, and replayability. Another one that is well funded, about 2.5 weeks to go. And this one, for the all-in tier, you're looking at $147 US. There's a retail bundle there as well for $316. So this is just a big old kind of sprawling game. There's no more early words. The rest of these are kind of all gone, but doesn't seem like too bad, but it just has this really cool feel to it. Again, that it's kind of has this D&D feel with more of a board game D&D feel. So anything that kind of reminds me almost of Gloomhaven in a way where it's a D&D mixed with kind of board gamey, where you can just kind of play against the game and have a good time, is right up my alley. But the main way to get in on it, I think I misspoke earlier and I said it was $147 to get in. That's the all-in tier. You can get the game for just $69, which ships anywhere in the world. It should be out later this year, December. But $69 for what it looks like here, to me, seems absolutely great. It's got a lot of cool randomization elements, some role-playing elements, just this big sprawling map that you can get there. I mean, everything just looks really cool. So if you do like that, I know I mention one of these every week, so I hope not everybody buys every one of these that I mentioned, but this is another one of those that just looks so much fun to play. And it has that really old school RPG with a board game feel to it. That is League of Dungeoneers. And this one is by Michael Lindstedt. So check that one out. Next up, this is an interesting one. This is Western Legends, The Big Box. Now, this really is just for the box and for the insert. So when you get this from Colossal Games, now Western Legends itself is an amazing game, but it's got a lot of expansions. So this is going to be a box with an insert that you can throw everything in. Of course, you can always buy everything included with that too. But just to get the box and the inserts and the promo cards, that's $60 just to get in. But of course, you can get if you get the New In Town Pledge, which has basically everything with including the box and everything else, that is $269, which I got to say that one's it's kind of worth it, because Western Legends is this really big, sprawling Western theme. But each one of these games almost feels like you're playing in kind of a movie, and the way you're playing cards, you're going on quests and buying and just attacking each other, going after the bad guys, you're playing your own type of character. It's just a really, really cool game. It does play a little while, takes a little while to play, but you don't even really notice it, but it is just really cool. You've got this chip upgrade pack, token upgrade pack. It's just so much fun, because you're kind of going around a landscape, you're getting your equipment, you're kind of using whether it be a horse or different types of guns to do different damage and such. And again, you all have your own powers. Everyone's got their own powers, so you can do different things, as such as maybe even cheat at poker or even help you with the different dice rolls and stuff. But anyway, Western Legends, a great, great game. This is the big box where you can get either. It's about a week to go, so well funded. Check that one out. And again, we're going to end with another one of these big, sprawling, crazy space games we're talking about yet another one of these campaign-y type games with miniatures and cards and just stuff everywhere. This is Earth Under Siege Flashpoint. This is a relaunch of one, which I don't believe funded. This is a 1-4 player co-op sci-fi dungeon crawler. I feel like I do mention another one of these almost every month, but so players will complete covert missions against an invading alien force. 2.5 weeks to go. Well funded. This is from Dark Horizon Games. And to get in on this one, you're going to get about $120 to get in on that for the Incursion Pledge for the core box. And to get some expansions as well, that'll be a $170 for that. And then there's also a retail pledge if you're a retailer out there. And it is just what I expect. You know, it's hard for me to go into explaining any more of these, because it is just what you think. Everybody's got a character. You're going to go through different missions and you're going to try to succeed on the missions. A lot of minis, a lot of cards, a lot of fun. So check that one out. Earth Under Siege Flashpoint. If you do love those like me, big sprawling co-op dungeon crawl type feel to it. So just a great, great bunch of games there as well. Thanks for joining me today. If you see any news you think I'd like to feature, shoot me a message at GeekJockDan on Twitter. Please also check out themajorspoilers.com for more content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. And check out the Geek All-Stars podcast, where I do a couple hours general geekery and board game and just about anything type podcast. As always, I'm Dan, a board game man, and I'll see everyone in another 2 weeks for another Munchkin Minute.
This podcast is copyright 2022 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.